This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It has been a busy couple of days for the European Union. The bloc has announced it's going to do without about two-thirds of its imports of Russian oil. Crude, it should be said, that comes by sea only is subject to this embargo. They had to keep the pipelines open to get Hungary to go along. Ukraine, of course, has been pushing for a complete ban, and Kiev has called the sanctions too little too late. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more on this one from the European desk in London.
Since the invasion of Ukraine began, the EU has reportedly poured more than $2 billion a week into the Kremlin's coffers in payment for Russian oil. Ukraine called for a complete ban on these imports. In his Twitter feed, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba had made his feelings clear.
If there is any country in Europe who will continue to oppose the embargo on Russian oil, this country is complicit in the crimes committed by Russia in the territory of Ukraine.
But Hungary doggedly blocked a total embargo, primarily, says Ian Bond of the Centre for European Reform, for economic reasons.
Hungary is very dependent on Russian oil, and its refinery is configured to deal with Russian crude.
And, says Bond, Hungary's right-wing leader Viktor Orban had another, less respectable reason for going easier on the Kremlin.
You know, he's made no secret of his admiration for the strongman approach that Putin takes.
The Ukrainians accuse the EU of strengthening Putin's hand by not imposing a total oil embargo. And they have other worries. They say the French have been privately urging them to make concessions so that Putin can save face and end the war. There's little doubt, says Nick Redman of Oxford Analytica, concerns are growing across the EU about the war's economic repercussions.
In France and in Italy and in Germany, a sense has developed in the past sort of couple of weeks that given the European cost of living crisis, an extended conflict is just too damaging.
This may explain why Germany, according to German press reports, has not delivered, as promised, any heavy weapons to Ukraine since the end of April. Is European resolve to defeat Putin waning?
I'm not sure we can say waning yet. It's certainly having a wobble at the moment.
The EU insists that its ban on two-thirds of Russian oil imports will hit the Kremlin hard, and that due to separate German and Polish pledges, 90% of those imports will be blocked by the end of the year. But as they lose ground to the Russian invaders, the Ukrainians clearly feel that European support is beginning to soften. At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.